Hey folks, here are OS Reviews. You're watching our video review of the GG Martinson Slim Digital MP4 Player. This is the 16GB capacity version. It comes in a number of colors. We have a purple model here, but this is basically a second model of the GG Martinson MP4 Players that we've seen already. The first model is very similar to an iPod Nano, almost like a clone, but this one here has a much more original design, which I appreciate. Otherwise, it has an aluminum shell, so it has a good construction quality, and it has 16 gigs of memory. There's also a 32 gig model, and this one retails for $20, so it's pretty affordable as well. Inside, there's access to some kind of crappy earphones, but I would recommend getting your own if you plan on listening to a lot of audiobooks or music. There's also a mini USB charging and syncing cable that works with any PC or Mac. It's a plug-and-play digital MP4 player, so you don't need any software to get started. There are instructions in multiple languages. There's also a quick start guide, and that is basically it. Again, it tells you how to start things up, and again, it's basically the same instructions I designed with the MP4 player here. I think it looks pretty attractive. It's small, lightweight, and easy to take with you, and indeed, it's a pretty slim build as well. For starters, I think the construction quality is a bit better than the other version of the GG Martinson MP4 player that we saw earlier. That was like the iPod clone. This one here feels more solid in the hands. On the bottom, you have access to a USB port for charging. There is a 3.5mm jack for listening to music. On the other side, you have access to a micro SD card for expanding the memory, so you can have an additional 128GB if you want to do that. There's also a lanyard strap and a power on-off switch. On the back, you have just a very basic look, and there is a microphone for voice recording. So if we turn things on, you can see that the main screen UI has also been slightly tweaked, although for the most part, all the functionality is the same as before, for more or less. There are a few less games, and there's a different array of preloaded content, but otherwise, things are the same. So we can navigate around the UI. I think it makes a bit more sense because now we have a carousel that goes vertically, so I can press left and right to navigate through the main icons in the UI. So now all the buttons are actually corresponding to what they should be, so it's much more intuitive to use this MP4 player. Taking a look, for example, at the MP3 player functionality first, I can tap on the menu key on the top there to go into the menu there. Long pressing on the menu key also takes you out of a particular program for any app. I can also skip tracks, play pause, also press on the volume there to change the loudness. These are pretty responsive and easy to use. And so taking a look at the MP3 player format here, you have access to an equalizer look and a number of different songs which you can navigate through. You can check out information like the resolution of the song on the bottom there. You have access to the song number in a collection of music. There's also the volume on the top and also a battery indication status on the top right hand corner, and equalizer settings is on the left. This works pretty nicely. There are no cover art support on this particular MP4 player, unfortunately, but otherwise it's pretty snappy and easy to use. I can play and pause my music, and when I power something on and off, it leaves where I last
features
on here. There is the ability for you to play back some games, although they are very, very basic games on here. There's only one that's included, in fact, it's Boxman. This is one area where the other iteration, or the first-gen model of the GG Martinson MP4 player might be better, because we only have Boxman on here. You move these blocks around, essentially, and go left, up, up, down, left, and right in order to eventually get them to go onto the targets over there, and you basically win when all the targets have been matched up with the boxes. Whereas on the other MP4 player, we had actually three games to choose from. On here, we only have one. Otherwise, there is also the ability for play back some video clip. We do have support for MP4 files, and there is the brief clip that's actually included. I'm going to tap on play there, and you can see it plays back. The resolution of the display is so-so. It doesn't have very good viewing angles, so if you kind of watch it from afar, it doesn't work that nicely, even though it is something that you can use when kind of wasting time on a train or maybe on a bus. Otherwise, there's also a voice recorder on here. The sound that you can get from the microphone on the back is a little bit tinny, and it doesn't work if you are too far away from the source, but it's good for maybe recording some lectures or a business meeting, and you can play back your songs. Again, the resolution isn't that great, but at least it's a feature that you do have. There's also an FM radio built on here. You don't need to have to plug in a pair of headphones to have an antenna because it's built in. The MP4 player has a built-in antenna, so you don't have to plug in a pair of headphones to access that feature. You can automatically scan for a channel that has a strong connection in your region. It's going to stop once it's found that, and then you can get a pretty good quality reception and play back your music if that's what you want. That works pretty nicely. Again, it's FM radio only, no AM radio. And if we go to the next application, there's a photo browser, which again is just like the video experience on here. It's not the best we've seen just because the screen is a little bit limited in both size as well as resolution, but at least you do have the ability to play back your images, and there are a few preloaded ones on here. Finally, there is setup, which you can change the timeout for the display, the resolution. You can also change even the UI, including the carousel view if you want a vertical or horizontal, and also the wallpapers. And lastly, there's the ebook reader, which just like before, it's not a very enjoyable experience. And that is because, as you can imagine, the screen here is pretty small and it's difficult to have your words being completely matched here. Some of them are cut off. It does support any text file on here. And right now we have the night mode, so you can still read it under darker environments. And when you want to turn a page, you press next, and you can see that's basically the experience. It's pretty small, not very enjoyable. I would still recommend getting an ebook reader for those purposes if you do plan on reading, but it's another feature that this device does have, and you can use it for storing some addresses, maybe some basic information, contact information for emergencies if you want to give this for a kid when they're traveling or going abroad. So at the end of the day, the GG Martinson Slim Digital MP4 Player, this second iteration model here, is a marked improvement over the first. I think the UI actually makes sense. The features are largely the same. I do wish there were a few more games built in, but the audio quality is acceptable. The battery life lasted me roughly a week or two of continuous usage before it ran out, which is good. And otherwise, it has a good construction quality and a great value for the money. Overall, this would be a good first MP4 player for kids, maybe when you're traveling on vacation and you don't want to bring along a more expensive unit or your smartphone. To check out more details about this product, be sure to read our full RIM review. This has been our video. Thank you for watching.